I'm here at the Broadway Art Cinema today after the Manifesto for Theatre conference that took place in London in the Lyric Hammersmith. And one of the things that came up in the conference was, do we have a relationship with our local arts officers? And I know I realised I didn't really know who they were, so I sent out a tweet, is there an arts officer in my Twitter stream? And indeed, within minutes, I had a message come back from Richard Owen Jones, who is indeed following me on Twitter and is the Nottinghamshire arts officer. And I'm here today, sort of 2 weeks later, meeting up with him for coffee just to see what he's all about. I'm here today and he's here now. So, Richard, just sort of tell me a bit about what you do as an arts officer, what that means. And what's come out of today?
I'm part of the County Council Arts team, and my role is Information and Communications Strategic Arts Officer. So it's quite a broad role. A major part of it is around marketing, events and activities that the County Council is putting on, and also linking in strategically with the whole arts scene in the County Council. So one of the things that I'm looking at the moment is how we can use social media to get our message out to the local community. County councils around the country have been a bit slow on the uptake as far as social media, but I have had permission to have a Twitter account, and I'm finding it a really good way to communicate with other people in the arts scene locally.
Because it's really key. I mean, I'm a social media specialist, so that's what's come up in conversation. But the reason why I was here today was about the Manifesto for Theatre and how, you know, through social media it's brought us together to have this conversation. But you were saying that you have heard of the Theatre for Manifesto for Theatre from one of your magazines?
Yes, there was a little bit of information about the Manifesto in Arts Professional. I got an email from Arts Professional this week. And it seems to be manifesto time of year, because there's a number of manifestos are popping up at the moment. And certainly from our point of view, we manage the rural touring schemes, both in Nottinghamshire and Lincolnshire. So this is something I'll make our officers that run those schemes aware of, because when it becomes successful, it will have an impact on the rural touring schemes. So I think it's important that it's something that we know about and we can react to.
Yeah, and the Independent Theatre Committee, ITAC, which I'm a member of, is very key with the rural touring especially. So I think there's going to be more conversations between us and find out what's going on. And thank you very much, Richard, for talking to me today.
Thank you.